Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, you know, we came out offensively a little bit slow today. You know, and I think that's a credit to our defense. They came out, they got after us in that first team period like you guys saw. But, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And the offense did a tremendous job of rallying together, communicating, refocusing, and finishing the practice on the right note. Yeah. Absolutely. B-Mac's a special player, you know, and he's physically imposing too. You know, when you line up across from him on the field, you know where 55's at, and he's extremely talented, very athletic. You know, he can stop the run game, he can plug holes, he can shed blocks, but he can also cover backs out in space, and so that makes him an extremely special football player. Well, once again, you know, one of those things that a coach can't teach is speed, and Will has a lot of speed. So really on that play that you guys saw in practice, you know, everyone really made my job easy. You know, the offensive line came off, they sold the run play like we were trying to do with the backs. Lamar and I had a good fake, and then, you know, Will just, he went and did what he does. You know, he got on the cornerback's toes, broke to the post, and just ran. So Will's an extremely special football player. Obviously, he has great speed. We all know that. And it's just it's good to see some of that stuff to finally come together.
You know what kind of skills he and Braxton have, but are you seeing other things from them away from the obvious that you're on the practice?
Absolutely. You know, I think every offensive player here would say that this is not an easy offensive system to learn. There's a lot that Coach Godsey sends our way. There's a lot that he challenges us with. And to see those young players really retain all of that information on a day-to-day basis and come out here and practice at a high level is something that's very exciting. You know, Jalen's he's a competitor, and I love that kid. You know, Jalen is, you know, obviously he's a tall, big, strong, athletic wide receiver that can make plays all over the field. And, you know, I think one thing that Jalen doesn't probably get enough credit for is his run blocking. You know, he runs in, he sticks his nose in there, he'll hit linebackers, safeties, and, you know, to make a great run game go, you know, the receiver blocking portion of the whole deal is extremely important. And so just to see Jalen buy into that and then at the same time make plays downfield and in the red area, you know, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he just caught that last touchdown to finish practice. That's huge. And Jalen's a great football player.
Hey, Brian, I'm sorry, I'm jumping in late. Can you explain how fast Wendell Williams is? I've not seen this.
He's pretty fast. You know, I was over there doing a pass protection drill with our offensive line, and then it was Tom's turn to hop in. I just kind of turned my head and saw Wendell taking a kickoff return. It looked like he was going 100 miles per hour. So, you know, he's very special when it comes to his speed.
How about Cecil Shorts? How much do you rely on a guy like that? He's been in the league a number of years.
You rely on him a lot. You know, Cecil's he's Mr. Consistent. You know what you're going to get out of Cecil every single day. You know, he takes a pro approach every single day. He shows up. He knows his plays. He's the same guy every day. He'll make plays in the passing game. He runs great routes. He hits his depths. He'll block in the run game. So Cecil Shorts is a tremendous football player, and I'm glad we have him.
With this being the second week of camp, how excited are you just to be able to see how far you come along against San Francisco?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's hard because you don't want to look too far ahead. You know, we have another practice tomorrow, and then we go into an off day, and then another practice before we fly out to San Francisco. But obviously, I know the game's approaching. I'm very excited to get out there and go finally play a football game and really see where we're at. Yeah. Of course.
But can you just reflect on the relationship and how important it is to have that kind of relationship in a quarterback meeting room?
Absolutely. You know, Brandon and my relationship goes all the way back to Scottsdale, Arizona, right after we both finished our last college season. We both trained at API there in Arizona. And then, like you said, we went out to the combine, and I believe we went out to dinner one of those nights together. And but not just Brandon, Tom as well, and Pat O'Hara and Coach Gossi. Our quarterback room is something that's very unique and very special. You know, everyone in there Obviously, we're all competing. We're all trying to get better. We're all trying to push each other, but we're all there to help each other. We all have a great relationship off the field. In the spring, we went golfing. In the summer, those guys came up to Idaho with me, and we really do. We have a very close room, and I don't think every room is like that in the National Football League. So,
truthfully, some players could have come in that he might have said, maybe I don't want to be here because I really don't want to play with that guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just a good group of guys that just really wants to see everyone do well and do their best. And we're all there to support each other. And we're all, you know, each other's number one fan.
Rod, even though John always said he hadn't talked to you about it, he recently said he's disappointed in the reaction the team got from you at the end of the season. You just recently said that. You have to come up with that sort of reaction.
You know, the only thing I would say, you know, what kind of competitor wouldn't want to play in that situation? But outside of that, you know, I think I've answered all those questions. We're now in August. You know, just had a great training camp practice. And you know, I'm excited to play the 49ers coming up.